say, blessed are the flexible, for they won't get bent out of shape. Or blessed are the big wheels, for they shall go around in circles. I'm just a pilgrim passing through this wicked world of sin. I've got my eyes upon the Lord, for he's my dearest friend. He promised me he'd stand by me through valleys on the way. And now I feel his precious spirit stronger every day. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body. Even now I feel his spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 and I feel his spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on. Sometimes I feel a beastly spirit in me running wild. Ask myself this question, must you always be a child? However can I please the Lord if I rant and rave and frown? I'll never do the will of God until I put my spirit down. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body. Even now I feel his spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 and I feel his spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on. Just when I think I've overcome, a cross I've learned to bear. I've too much pride, I think I'm gaining ground. Just when I'm least expecting, old Adam's resurrecting. By the grace of God, I'll put my spirit down. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body. Even now I feel his spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 and I feel his spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body. Even now I feel his spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 I feel his spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on. Sometimes I feel a beastly spirit in me running wild. And I ask myself this question, must you always be a child? However can I please the Lord if I rant and rave and frown? I'll never do the will of God until I put my spirit down. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body. Even now I feel his spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 and I feel his spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body. Even now I feel his spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 and I feel his spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on. Just when I think I've overcome, a cross I've learned to bear. I've too much pride, I think I'm gaining ground. Just when I'm least expecting, old Adam's resurrecting. By the grace of God, I'll put my spirit down. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body. Even now I feel his spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 I feel his spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body. Even now I feel his spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 I feel his spirit. Spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body even now. I feel His Spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 and I feel His Spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on.
Well, I always heard it, you know, to get up and work. And so, you know, I thought, Lord, make me an empty vessel. I thought, well, maybe that means I ain't got a lick of sense. There ain't nothing there. But I thought, well, you know, Lord, if that's the case, well, use me. Put something in it. You know, fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. Brother Durham said something about the hope and things. I remember reading it said, the hope of the righteous is gladness, but the path of the wicked is death. I thought, God, give me gladness, Lord. Give me gladness, because I don't want to die. This old man in me, this soul of mine, don't want to die. I want to become righteous in God. I want to become a willing vessel. I know I remember Sister Smith reading a poem too about a vessel, you know, being broken up, and I always like to hear that poem, and I think Sister Abraham had one just about like it, and you know, I thought, Lord, make me a vessel of honor. You know, that's what we're trying to do, is become just a vessel of honor and letting God work in our lives. I know that that earthquake that happened in Chile, I always call it Chile, but I heard it was called Chile the other day, and I'm going to be sophisticated and call it Chile, you know. But, you know, I got to thinking, you know, I thought, God, what are you trying to say? Lord, if you're trying to talk to me, let me listen. Help me to open my ears. Touch my ears, because are you trying to tell me something? I know Brother Smith said something about it when Haiti was hit. And I thought about that. I thought, God, you know, what are you trying to say, Lord? What are you trying to speak? Because I thought, Lord, help me to open my ears and become a person that is honorable and let God work in my life. I know when I first came this way, I appreciate my brother having just kept on calling me, you know. And at the time I thought, man, you know, I remember when we first started the church, we went to a little church there in Oklahoma, and we had a pastor and them there, and loved them dearly. And we got out of church for a long time, and he would call me about every 2 or 3 weeks and ask me to come to church, and I kept telling him no, and, you know, of course I loved him, I really did, but I had too much pride in me, you know. You get out of church and you think, you know, if I went to church and I get up there and God started dealing with my heart, you know what would happen? I'd go to the altar, and just as sure as I did, I would start crying. And you know, a man is not supposed to cry. And you know, people would start talking. They'd be saying, now what has that guy done that he deserved to go to the altar for? And just start bawling. You know, why is he crying, you know? He ain't nothing but a crybaby. You know, but I'm glad God breaks me down. You know, that's what I need. That's where our hope is when we come up here and bawl our eyes out and let God. It's always not so much that it's sad, but we cry because we're glad. Like I said a while ago, the hope of the righteous is gladness. And so that's where our life is at, is when we come up here and let the Holy Ghost touch our heart. And that's where the beginning of life is when it dwells down in your heart and you love everybody. You know, I got to thinking, I got to looking, and everything that man has came up with is always says how to kill your brother. Always has came up with a way of destroying their integrity or their life. They believe that if you can kill your enemies, then you have got victory. But you know, if you'll get right down to it, Christ said, love your enemies. And you know, most of those enemies, they live right around you. they are kin to you sometimes. And you know, that's hard to do. And so, and I'm working on that too. I'm working on loving my neighbor and trying to be good to my neighbor. And But so I've got to say, God, I'm trying. I'm trying. You know, I'm trying to let God work in my life and letting him be more of control. You know, there's a lot of things in this world that we can do, and there's always a drama going on in our lives. No matter what direction we're going into, there's always a story to be told. If you look at every man and what he's involved in, give me a drink of water. I got the dry mouth. Maybe I'm cotton mouth. That's what it is. And I ain't going to get in on that, where that come from either, but thank you so much. But you know, I was thinking about so many different stories and things that every person has a story that develops in their life that is something. But you know, the story is better told when you live for God. There's a better story there, that because you get to witness the true meaning of love and what it is to learn how to develop charity in your life, and you learn how to forgive, and you learn how to forbear and bear. You know, there's a lot of times my wife, she just bears with me. You know, she just, and I just bear with her sometimes, you know. But you know, when you learn to, don't even let that bother you. You just say, God, or you just say, honey, I love you no matter what. You know, I don't care. You know, I've took you for better or for worse. And sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes you haven't, but not always. Not always. You know that? You know, I've learned to really, really appreciate my wife and my family and things. And I guess the reason why I'm up here saying all these things is because I've asked God. I said, Lord, work on my heart. You know, I always had this, and I've always heard this. Brother Smith has even said this. You know, if you ask God to work in your life, look out. I always got to praying this way. I said, Lord, open my eyes, but leave the lookout out. Leave it alone. Don't, please be merciful to me. You know, because, you know, and God does that. You know, He will back off of you for a while and let you catch your breath and go on, and then He'll show you the nice things of life. You know, the trees and the streams and the things that goes on and life and stuff, and this is a good life. This is a good way. You know, I've been in this way for quite a while, and I've given up a lot of things. I've discarded a lot of things. You know, you take a wagon train heading across country back then. I thought, you know, wonder what it'd been like to climb up in an old wagon, covered wagon, and head out from wherever you're at, going to California. Don't you know, going across the desert, you get through there and you get dry and you get, you know, and you have all these things, and you might have a couple of horses die. That's where you start chunking off things off your wagon. You think, you know, it's coming down to life. And you know, I think God wants us to do the same way. I think He wants us to get stripped down to nothing, to where we're willing to give everything to God. And now He has taken me down to nothing. You know, He has taken me, well, He's stuck me through a knothole backwards many a time already. But you know, I've learned some things from that. I've learned that He can to be depended upon. He can answer prayers. He can answer prayers in ways that you don't have no idea. But the thing of it is, when He answers a prayer, you know it's Him. Because there's times that has happened in my life that I've asked God to help me, and He wouldn't help me for nothing. And I'd be so mad. But you know, there's times when I prayed a prayer of help from God, and when He answered that prayer, I knew the minute that He did that it was Him. I knew the minute that He answered that prayer, it was God. And He made sure I knew it. And then He'll say, See, I can help you. I can answer prayers. And I love you so much that I can answer this little old prayer in your life. And you know, the thing of it is, there's a song, How Big Is God? How great and vast is His domain? No tongue could tell. No lips. But lips can only start. He's tall enough to reach the mighty universe, yet small enough to live within our hearts. Isn't that something? For a God to be that mighty, for a God to be able to create a universe and still have the love of humanity that He can touch down in your soul. He can answer a prayer when you think nobody hears you, and when nobody loves you, God can touch you. And isn't that something? If everybody, you know, I'm kindly a person that I'll give you anything I got. But the most thing I would love to give people is it just seems like it's not possible. If I could just convey the things that God can do for a soul, I would like to do that. I wished I knew how. But it seems like that like Sister Smith was talking about the other night, that people have been this way and they said they're glad they're out of this. I thought, God, help me not to ever say that. Help me to keep my heart humble enough and have a contrite spirit that, God, when you're talking to me, that I'm willing to listen. Be willing to go when he says go, and be willing to stay when he says stay, and stick here through the thick and thin. But anyway, I just wanted to give up and say how much I appreciate God and let him know to everybody that God loves us. No matter what, you know, you think, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to try this and try that. But you know, if you put your priorities in line, and that is put God first and everything, like Brother Tally was talking about, he was trying to put God first. And God honors that. God honors a person that puts God first in everything in his life. When he puts God first and is willing to lay down anything that gets in his way to put God first, God honors that. And I've seen that time and time again. But anyway, I'm just trying to express my heart and trying to let God deal in my life. Because that's what it means. I was laying in bed the other night and I was thinking about Stephen. And I thought, you know, he overcome in 3 years. I said, Lord, what's the matter with me? I still get mad at my brothers. I still get mad at everybody else when they don't treat me right. But those people gnashed on him with their teeth and everything. They called him everything. And you know, he said, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. He said, you know, just be good to them. And so I thought, Lord, help me. Help me to love my brothers no matter what they do to me. But anyway, I want to get down from here and say how much I'm glad I'm here. And I'm glad that God saw fit to bring me this way. And I was going to mention something about my brother again. I do appreciate him having the what you want to call it, to keep calling me. And I guess he caught me just right. He caught me when I was at my lowest point. And that's how God gets you. It's not that he catches you and makes a slave out of you, but he makes a servant. You know, I was thinking about that. I thought, you know, some religious powers, they want to enslave their people, but God wants to make a servant from you, and then he wants to make a brother of you. Isn't that something? And that's how I know that I'm in the right place. Is I feel God is trying to make brothers of us all and sisters of us all, because and that's where the love comes in. And so pray for me. Pray for me that God will be merciful to me, but open my eyes and my ears and give me a vision of this. Because without a vision, the people perish. So if your way gets a little rough or something and you're about to fall or something, start praying to God and say, God, give me a vision. Give me something when I'm laying in bed at night. Give me a vision. Because when I first come this way, God, give me a vision to let me know that I found something that I had never seen before in my life. And so when that started getting weary, then I said, God, give me a vision. Give me a vision. Touch my eyes and touch my ears and put something down in my heart, a greater love. You know, I always heard them say, if you start getting weary of something, bake somebody a cake. I like chocolate chips. So if you get weary, if you get discouraged and get distressed, or make me a pumpkin pie. Those are good. I love them. But most of all, I love you folks more than anything. I am so glad that I'm here. I am so glad that God saw fit to bring me down amongst you folks and to find the love. When you find your home, you say, I found my mother. And that's what the body of Christ is. I have found my mother. So if I jump up in your lap and say, man, I'm glad I'm home. And I won't literally jump up in your lap. There ain't no tell. I've fallen on my... You kick me out of your lap for one thing, and I wouldn't blame you, but I'm glad I'm here, aren't you? I'm glad I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas, and becoming a part of this church. So, I just want to look for things to do and make you feel like that I'm worthy to be part of this church. That's what I want to do. I want to make myself worthy, you know, and so, but I'll get down from here. I just feel like I'm just rambling on, but that's what it takes. Like I said before, when I first got up here, I want to be an empty vessel, and if I ain't got a lick of sense, Lord, put something there. So maybe he will. I love you folks.
Oh, yes, and willing to say, oh, Lord, I'm Well, thank you all for the good missionary offering we took up this evening. Appreciate it. Anyway, Brother Smith's going to be back this weekend. He's going to be here Sunday. Hallelujah. So let's be praying for each other and encourage each other. And let's stay saved until Sunday. Can we do that? All right. God bless y'all. Shake hands and be friendly. We'll see y'all Sunday.